During the past year, the granite industry in Vermont and elsewhere has experienced an unprecedented spike in demand for headstones. Manufacturers say it's related to the COVID-19 pandemic, but as Anna Van Dyne reports, not in the way you might expect.
In a warehouse on Boynton Street in Barrie, tucked behind heavy machinery and shards of stone, there's a desk covered in carefully arranged stacks of papers. There are more sitting in hundreds of slots on a shelf mounted on the wall.
All of that paperwork you're seeing, each card goes to one piece of stone that we're going to be producing.
That's Paige Girardi Lamphy, vice president of Butura and Girardi Granite Artisans. What they make is monuments, mausoleums, headstones. Everything that comes through the plant is made to order. In a mix of old world craftsmanship and modern production, blocks of granite the size of pickup trucks are sawed into slabs, cut to size, finished, engraved, crated, and shipped to retailers around the country. Lamphy says that those cubbies full of neatly stacked papers begin to overflow when things get really busy, which is what happened about a year ago.
Consistently, starting from June, we ended up having just the busiest year that we've ever seen.
In its heyday, Barrie was known as the granite center of the world. In the early 1900s, it was the largest quarrier and manufacturer of granite products in North America. That's no longer the case, but the granite industry is still central to the town's identity. Doug Gron is with the Barrie Granite Association, which represents 20 area companies that employ around 600 people.
The reality is that the granite that comes out of, in particular, the quarry here is really considered to be the highest quality gray granite in the world.
According to the National Funeral Directors Association, between a third and a half of Americans who die are buried. Most of those resting places are marked with stone, and one of the most popular materials for that is granite. In recent years, demand for monuments has been increasing, but nothing like the sudden surge in 2020. Gron says that usually most companies in town shut down for about 5 weeks in the winter.
But this year, most of our members didn't do that.
At Butura and Girardi, they've been hiring people across the board and added a few new positions. Jobs with names like Rock Pitch Stone Cutter and Lumper. Backlogs for orders are double what they typically are. Mark Girardi is the company's president.
You know, if I talk to my contemporaries, whether in Barrie or in Georgia or in Minnesota, all the producing centers, even in Canada, same thing. It's very busy.
While according to the CDC, the number of deaths that occurred during much of the pandemic exceeded what might otherwise have been expected, industry experts say it doesn't account for the surge in orders. Girardi has one theory.
I think the virus has kind of woken people up to the fact that, boy, you know, our mortality isn't secure. It's you never know. So people are taking care of business.
What he means is that he's seeing a growing trend of people buying their own headstones well before they need them. He says this applies to baby boomers in particular.
It's a big generation. It's a generation with a lot of affluence and wealth.
1,000 miles south of Barrie, the town of Elberton, Georgia, supplies two-thirds of the country's granite. Chris Kubis is with the Elberton Granite Association, the largest trade association of granite quarries and manufacturers in the United States. He says the surge may be because people have a bit more disposable income from savings on travel and entertainment.
You know, they use some of that money for things that they may have put off in the past. And, you know, the granite headstone could be one of them.
He also says that disruptions in international supply chains may have caused an uptick in domestic orders. And like Mark Girardi in Barrie, he's seeing more people pre-buying monuments for themselves. Whatever the reasons may be, the granite industry in Barrie is busier than Girardi has seen in the last 40 years.
Very rare for our company or any of our companies in Barrie to be working overtime in March, but we are.
Girardi says this could mean good things for Barrie economically and could help sustain a legacy industry in central Vermont. His business is on track for another record year. He says so far, orders in 2021 are already over 30% higher than they were in 2020. For VPR News, I'm Anna Van Dyne.